And so with Magellan, we got the first chance, one of the first chances, okay, to really get a complete map and view of it.
The Venusian landscape has a desert-like appearance, but it's a good deal hotter than any desert on Earth.
On Venus, it's about 500 degrees centigrade due to that greenhouse effect, so it's far too hot for life to exist. In fact, we think that that greenhouse has existed for a very, very long time, so that even if we could get samples back from Venus, we don't think we'd find any fossil evidence of life. Here on Earth, there was abundant water, and that's where life began.
Temperatures and pressures on parts of our own ocean floor are similar to those on Venus. Not especially hospitable, in fact, downright hostile. Yet, even in these conditions where there is no oxygen, life flourishes around smoking hydrothermal vents. All over the Earth, there are amazing examples of life surviving, even thriving in harsh environments. These hardy life forms on Earth add power to the argument that life may once have existed, may still exist, in forbidding environments elsewhere in the solar system. The first humans to land on Mars may yet discover the imprint of life.
We don't know that life originated on Earth. It could have come here from elsewhere in a meteorite or comet or something. Now, from time to time, asteroids and comets hit Mars and splash Martian material around the solar system. And we know that some of this material comes to Earth because there are about a dozen meteorites that have been identified that come from Mars. One of these meteorites could have brought life here to Earth.
This is no ordinary rock. It was found on Earth, but it came from Mars. One of at least a dozen alien rocks from the Red Planet. 13,000 years ago, a rock fell to Earth. In 1984, it was found in Antarctica at a place called Allen Hills. For over a decade, this Mars meteorite stayed at NASA's Johnson Space Center. It had been mistaken for a piece of the moon. But in 1996, NASA scientists took a second look. Inside the meteorite, there appeared to be microscopic fossils, possible signs of life. The meteorite made front page news around the world. But the initial euphoria was replaced by doubt when the evidence proved to be inconclusive.
The Allen Hills meteorite is a very important find. The things that we do know for sure is that this meteorite is very old. It's one of the oldest objects in the solar system. It had fractures that were filled with carbonates precipitated from environments perhaps not unlike this one. I mean, we think perhaps they were hydrothermal.
Even if the Allen Hills meteorite shows evidence of possible microscopic fossils, this is still not proof of life on Mars.
So really, where we rest on the Allen Hills meteorite is that it's an important find, but not indicative of biology.
What a time to be alive. In the last year, we've discovered planets around nearby stars. And today,
NASA Administrator Dan Golden